We're telling the stories of Wisconsin farmers who have been farming in their families for over 100 and 150 years. We're going to head to a farm in Dunn County, and I'm visiting with the whole family of Arden McMartins. So, Arden, tell me about your farm.
Well, it's located on the Red Cedar River in a little community of Irvington, which was basically just started out as a basket factory. And then my great-grandpa purchased it from the land from the basket factory.
Now, when did it first begin?
The first sign of him being in the abstract is 1897.
So you're celebrating more than 100 years. What change has there been within the farm for that many years?
Like I say, it started out as a basket factory. Back during the lumber years, all the, the white pine went to Knapp Stoughton Company, and all the hardwoods came to Irvington, and they made bushel baskets out of it. Well, when the lumber years ended, great-grandfather purchased the land, and at that time there was just a backwater of the Red Cedar, and he just had 20 some acres there, probably maybe about 30 acres, and he just, it was a, self-sustaining little farm.
So, Arden, what does the farm look like right now?
Right now, it's more of just a small, farm. I hate to use the word hobby farm, but that's basically what it is because I work outside the farm, and I raise beef on it and chickens and ducks right now.
So, tell me more about how many animals you have. You have beef, you have ducks. Tell me the breeds, and tell me how many you have.
Right now, we have 13 Scotch Highlands, and the ducks or the chickens that we have are a breed that lay non-white eggs. They'll lay green, brown, tan, pink eggs, and the ducks are just a egg-laying duck. And just like I say, it's just a more of a sideline than is a full-time occupation.
But it's something you enjoy, correct?
Well, I always call it my little piece of paradise because the 20 acres contain fields, a swamp, a creek, nice hillside, and where the house sits, you view the, you're right off the Red Cedar River, so you got the river on the front side, and it's just a nice little place.
So now, taking it back, you have some Scottish Highland beef cattle. They're so fluffy and cute. Why do you like them?
Well, with a name like McMartin, you almost have to have Scotch Highlands, don't you?
Well, why do you say that?
Well, McMartin is Scotch.
Oh.
And so my ancestry is Scottish. And the other thing, once I got more into it, I work outside the farm, as I said earlier, and I do a lot of stuff outside the farm. The Scotch are such a docile breed and such a great breed because they, they're self-sustaining on themselves because, they're 98% hands-free calving and they take care of themselves. You don't have to worry about them. They're waiting for you and they're a nice breed, real docile breed.
So do you have any favorites then?
Well, they all kind of, there's different colors and, I don't know that I don't really have a favorite, but the cat, like you say, the calves are so cute when they are born and, they're just a good breed. The bull I have right now, my daughter calls Mocha because it's multicolored. It's got it's a tan color, a brown color, and then it's got some black vertical line or squiggly lines through it. So it's really pretty. And the calves that throws off are beautiful because they'll have blonde highlights on them and that. But now that my sister's here, my daughter and my friend are all here, my sister Peggy, my daughter Megan, and my friend Barb, and Barb lives with me on the farm, and she's a chicken lady of Irvington.
The chicken lady, I love that. So I'm speaking with Barb Hess, who is a family friend. So Barb, what is your favorite part with living on the farm?
Arden likes to say if you have a stressful day at work, you come home and the best therapy is just to walk around the farm, just to walk to the fields and take it all in.
It's relaxing, that's for sure. So now, Peggy Zimmerman, sister of Arden, what's your favorite part of the farm?
The farm is just really unique because it lays in the valley there, and it's like Arden said, it's a little piece of heaven because you have the river, you have the wildlife, and then, of course, all of his animals. And for a long time, there used to be sheep that my granddad raised on the farm. And Arden had them for a while, but then to be a little bit more hands-free, he went to the beef.
So now, handing it off to the daughter of Arden, Megan McMartin, what is your favorite part of the farm, Megan?
My favorite part is, of course, the animals, but just being able to be around them and get to know them. You know, they sometimes become more pets than what they're supposed to be.
No, I can relate to that. I know Arden, your dad, said he didn't have any particular favorites. Do you have any particular favorite animal?
Well, I have a mini pony as well. We just have one. When I was younger, I used to, braid her hair and, color her hair and, all the little girl kind of stuff.
So, Arden, what is the history of your town that you keep farming in?
Well, there's one other thing that was always interesting about Irvington. There was a railroad that went through it. I think it stopped in 69. It ran, it was a Milwaukee road, and it was just a short line from Menominee to Duran. And the classic comment about that railroad, because with the factory there, it had a spur there, and it had a little depot and a switch and everything. And the couple of stories about that was when they would stop at Irvington, they would call Whiskey Valley, because back in the Prohibition times, there was a lot of, bootleggers there. And so that, and then the other classic thing is a good fishing hole there. So the engineer would stop there, and the fireman or one of the other guys would get off the train and fish on. And the train would go down Duran and come back and pick them up and take them back to Menominee. So it's quite a little interesting little valley. A lot of history.
Yeah, I would say it's a fun town to be a part of.
Yeah, it's just a lot of cherished memories of, like the grandparents and, just a quiet, calm, relaxing place. And I mean, for me, I live in Kenosha, and we get up there about twice a year now that my parents are gone. But if I don't get there, I really miss it, because it's like has been expressed. It's just a calm, peaceful, de-stressing area. And even my children just can hardly wait to get up there for the same reason.
Well, thanks, Peggy Zimmerman, who is a sister of Arden McMartin. And him and his family are celebrating over 100 years of farming in their family. Their family is one of the many honorees we are highlighting for the Centennial and SesQuest Centennial Farm and Home Award Program, brought to you courtesy of Compeer Financial. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Michelle Stengler.